This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Haiti's interim government said Friday it had asked the United States to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
With his nation in disarray in the wake of Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moise, Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says Haiti's interim government has asked for U.S. troops to be deployed. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph says U.S. troops are being requested to stabilize the country and protect key infrastructure. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
Police in Haiti have detained 17 suspects in the assassination of Moise. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Joe Biden has signed an executive order he says will lower prices for families and boost wages by targeting anti-competitive practices in several parts of the economy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says some in big business have gotten away from the American ideal of economic competition.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The sweeping order has several dozen actions and recommendations, including cutting down on non-compete agreements, which often stop workers in some industries from going to competitors for more money.
You can't leave Burger King to go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
Business and trade groups argue the order will actually stifle economic growth and could set off major legal fights. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The Taliban said on Friday it had seized control of 85% of Afghanistan, with fighters tightening their grip on strategic areas. Government officials, however, dismissed the assertion by the Sunni Muslim insurgent group. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province, home to tens of thousands of minority Shiite Hazaras. Torgundi, a northern town on the border with Turkmenistan, was also captured by the Taliban overnight, Afghan and Taliban officials said. A Taliban delegation is in Moscow, seeking to address its fears that radical Islamists could infiltrate Central Asia. As fighting continued, the World Health Organization said at least 18.4 million people require humanitarian assistance, including 3.1 million children at risk of acute malnutrition.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The White House says President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He made clear that he is going to take steps to defend the American people and our own infrastructure and our interests here in the United States. So while we're not going to preview operationally what that looks like or what he may decide to do, he did make clear that he reserves that option to take action.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. The confirmed death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower rose to 79 Friday after workers recovered an additional 14 bodies and reduced the pile of rubble down to nearly ground level. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava made the announcement at a news conference on WPLG.
We recovered another victim. The total number of confirmed deaths is now 79.
61 people remain missing and are feared dead in the concrete and steel ruins of the 12-story building in the oceanfront town of Surfside. The number of missing could change, as it remains possible that not all were in the building when it abruptly crumbled to the ground in the early hours of June 24th. Officials have yet to determine the cause of the disaster. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.3%, the S&P rose by 1.13%, the NASDAQ added 0.98%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.